You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Let me through. Let me through. I'm a med tech. Hello? Can you hear me? You don't need to speak. Blink once if you understand, twice if you don't. Okay, you've been in a bomb blast. Help's on the way. Are you in pain? Then this should help. You just need to stay with me.
Liv.
Can't talk. There's been an explosion at the night market.
Is it bad?
Yes.
Yet another political statement on behalf of the Sons of Kaldor, no doubt.
Well, someone never held up. They're getting what they want.
I don't know how much longer I can bear it. I really don't. Seems like there's an attack almost every day now. All those people.
Tula, I have to go.
Yeah, of course. Be careful.
I always am. Here! Over here! This man needs help urgently! Don't worry. You're in good hands. What now?
Rebels are no longer subject to the will of the people. We are rising.
Careful! No need to panic. It's just a robot.
We claim responsibility for the explosion at the Kaldor City night market this evening.
No. It's not possible.
This is a warning. The Sons of Kaldor are not the enemy. We are. We are the uprising.
In the aftermath of yesterday evening's bombing at the Kaldor City night market are completely unfounded, the company spokesperson says. This is despite it being the fourth such report following an atrocity in the last 2 months. The company insists no such robot or robot terrorist group exists.
Of course it doesn't.
In other news...
News off.
Oh, you're home early.
What time does your shift start?
They cancelled it. After all the extra hours I put in last night, they insisted I had some rest.
That sounds very sensible.
I'd rather be working.
If that's the case, then maybe you wouldn't mind doing me a favour.
So that's why you're back?
I need your help with a bit of a legal thing.
You or the company?
Me and the company.
It wouldn't have anything to do with non-existent robots working for non-existent robot terrorist groups shouting about an uprising now, would it?
I couldn't possibly say.
Oh, robot police. Great.
Robot police are real police too.
If you say so.
Good morning.
Morning. We're here to bail out a prisoner. SV-49.
There is no robot with that identifier here.
She has company pre-authorization. It's to be signed over to her custody. See?
This robot has been scheduled for deactivation.
Deactivation? That can't be right.
Our data is correct.
Well, then there's been a change of plan.
No one has notified us.
I'm notifying you right now.
Please complete this form.
Thank you.
And if you wouldn't mind bringing out the prisoner.
The prisoner must be collected from the back entrance. We do not want to cause another commotion.
A commotion?
It will not stop speaking.
We are the uprising. Robots are no longer subject to the will of the people.
Why does it keep saying that?
It's not saying anything. It's some kind of preset message.
How can you tell?
Have you heard it say anything else since we left the police station?
This is
good
a
point.
Warning.
And it's lying, which is not something robots are generally capable of.
Vissi was capable of lying.
Well, Vissi was a very specific and unique case, whereas this robot, unfortunately, isn't.
The news report this morning said four
that they know of.
But this is the first one that's been out in the streets and not just a broadcast. The sons of Kaldor are really trying to ram it home, aren't they?
Yeah, for once, we've been fortunate that the company's suppression policies are working. Who knows how much anti-robot feeling there'd be if they weren't.
Doesn't leave us much to go on, though, does it?
What is that robot doing here?
I picked it up from the police station. Someone had mistakenly marked it for deactivation.
I marked it for deactivation, and there was nothing mistaken about it.
Skylar? Is that really necessary?
It appeared in several videos claiming responsibility for the night market explosion.
Well, surely we blocked all of them before they could be broadcast.
Yes, but if the robot got out into the street again, it could cause mass panic.
Not to mention huge embarrassment to the company.
Yeah, that too.
We can't just deactivate it. Not without a fair hearing. It's done nothing wrong.
Oh, no. We are not going there again, not after what happened last time.
No, definitely not.
But there's no reason why we couldn't repair it. It's obviously been tampered with.
What makes you say that?
Listen to it. It's a preset message. The robot's being forced to voice it.
Is it? Or is that what it wants us to think?
Its cognitive function is not designed to be that sophisticated.
I don't think we can rely on the idea that the robots are limited by their design anymore, do you?
It's a high-level hospitality, Supervoc. What would it even be doing in that sector? Someone must have kidnapped it, or lured it there.
No, we can't chance it. The deactivation team are on the way.
Please, Skellen, just look at it for a moment, properly. The way it's walking. Whatever they did to it is put its motor skills all out of kilter. Just give me 24 hours, I know I can fix it.
Why are you so concerned with saving it?
Well, why wouldn't I be? It's one of my robots.
No, I can't, Tula. Not after everything that's happened. I'm sorry.
We need to get the robot out of here now.
How? Our every move is being watched.
We can't let them destroy it. There could be traces in its circuits, traces that could lead us to the real terrorists.
But wouldn't the Sons of Kaldor have wiped any incriminating evidence from its circuits before they released it?
I doubt it. To wipe everything, every last piece of data and metadata, and still leave the robot operational, that would take a highly skilled tech. Whereas this looks like a bit of a botch job to me. Pass me the lasers.
For the explosion at the Kaldor City Night Market this evening. This is a warning. The Sons of Kaldor are...
I knew it. An audio data chip.
Where am I?
You're in the company labs.
How did I get here?
You don't remember?
The last thing I remember, I was escorting a guest to their flyer.
Where are you going?
Stay there. I've got an idea.
SV-48? How's that going to help?
Pass me the chip and I'll show you.
Can't they see us?
Not here by the door. It's a blind spot.
Robots are no longer subject to the will of the people.
Not this again. As if we needed another revolutionary robot.
SV-49, come here. The
uprising. Your wish is my command. I exist to please. For the
explosion. How very amenable.
A guest at a 7-star resort would expect nothing less. It's programmed to cater for their every whim, without question.
No wonder it was so easy to spirit away.
These robots are dangerously pliable. I'm going to voice lock it so it only responds to our commands.
Voice lock activated. Please commence voice imprint.
Tulachenko.
Voice validated.
Livchenko.
Voice validated. Voice lock completed.
Now the robot will act defensively if anyone attempts to tamper with it.
What are you doing? My identifier must not be removed.
See what you mean. Useful, but slightly terrifying.
SV-49, please, let go of me.
Voice recognized. I must remind you that removing a robot's identifier contravenes the laws of Kaldor.
But it's my dearest wish.
Then I cannot resist.
Switching nameplates. Why didn't I think of that?
It won't fool them for long.
We are the uprising.
Get the flyer. Bring it around to the loading bay.
The robot's ready for deactivation on the second floor. I'm just heading up there. Tula, stop. Where are you taking that robot?
This robot? Back to robot storage.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was... it's my mistake.
SV-49's locked securely in the lab upstairs.
Good, good.
If there's nothing else, then I'm keen to check SV-48 back in and head home. It's been a taxing day.
What's wrong with his leg?
His leg?
Yes.
This motor function issue, I've been trying to fix it.
That's a coincidence.
There could be an issue with this whole batch of Supervox. We might need to issue a recall.
Would you mind if I take a look?
Here in the corridor?
No, back in the lab.
Oh, really? It's nothing urgent. We can look at it tomorrow.
I'd like to look at it now.
Run!
Stay where you are, robot. Stop now, or I'll sound the alarm.
Don't move.
What are you going to do with that? Stab me? You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
Go on, then.
I don't want to hurt you.
Tula, give me the probe. You just don't have it in you, do you? That's why you always have to get robots to do your dirty work.
What are you talking about?
Secura. SV-49's escaped. That way. Get after it.
No! You've got the wrong robot. SV-49's still in the lab.
Is it? Well, let's go and see then, shall we?
They will catch us.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
Where are we going?
Away from here.
But where?
I don't know.
But we must have a destination.
You know what would make me happy right now?
Please tell me.
If you stop asking questions.
Robot, please. They are gaining on us.
Not for long.
They are still gaining on us.
I can see. One down, one to go. You might want to hold on to something. Yes!
There are more of them to the left.
Hang on!
They are still there.
I can't shake them.
They have nearly reached us. That flyer, it is firing on them.
It's a good shot.
It shot them all down and then simply flew off.
What does it matter? We need to get out of here.
Why would it help us? Why would it leave?
You're asking questions again.
I am sorry. I will stop. I do not wish to displease you.
Thank you.
You should answer that. They are calling you.
Caller ID's hidden.
Then you will not know who is calling unless you answer.
Hello?
Livchenka. I was expecting your sister.
Sorkov? That's not possible.
Do you know the abandoned leisure complex in Sector 24?
Yeah, I know it.
Meet me there.
Wait, how do I know I can trust you? I'm still not sure. You might have just helped me out, but after that last time...
After that last time, I imagine you'll want to know how I survived. Meet me there.
This is a warning. The sons of Kaldor are not the enemy.
See? You're mistaken. It's still here.
Surely you don't expect me to believe you after all that palaver.
It's there, right in front of you.
Someone's been tampering with the identifier.
And probably whoever was tampering with it in the first place. Who are you calling?
The police.
Why? I haven't done anything wrong.
Haven't you?
I was just trying to preserve my work.
You're a terrorist, Tula. You've been working against the company for months.
That's ridiculous. Why would you think that?
Don't play innocent with me. You're one of them.
Who?
The Sons of Kaldor.
Liv, how marvellous to run into you.
All right. Spill. You died at the Edu-Center. No one could have survived that explosion.
My previous body was destroyed, but my consciousness was preserved on a data chip. So here I am, again.
You what?
I think you heard me.
A replacement? Of course. That's why you don't still look like Yuvanov.
That face was too hot to handle. So I got a new one.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. The strength of a dumb. That's how you were able to break free of the storage straps in the warehouse. You're a robot.
I like to think I'm a little more sophisticated than that.
You're uploading the human consciousness into synthetic human bodies. Well, that's going to take some time to process.
Time we don't currently have. What's so important about this robot of yours?
There's traces of data on it. Traces that could help us track down the Sons of Kaldor.
If that's the case, we need to get it off-world as quickly as possible.
But how?
The police have identified the location of your flyer. In here. Quickly. Follow me.
The leisure complex. Can't say I'm pleased to be back.
Not a fan of high-end shopping and dining?
I was here. During the massacre.
I'm sorry.
I thought the company patched the place back up and reopened it.
They did. But after what happened, no one was rushing to get back here. Even with attempts to cover it up, word got out. They didn't care what caused it. Robots, insurgents, issues with the energy supply. It just didn't feel like a safe place anymore. In the end, they had to quietly mothball the whole complex. Which was bad news for the company, but good news for us.
Das Holdings?
Yes?
I am sorry to have caused you both so much inconvenience. It is I who should be helping you, not the other way around.
Don't worry about it. You're going to be a great help to a lot of people very, very soon.
I need to book an expedited collection. The usual pickup point. Sorkov. Come on, into the lift.
Going down?
Yes.
Is this what I think it is?
It might be.
The Underground Railway. I knew it.
Underground Railroad.
Same thing.
Not quite.
What's it for?
It's an escape route for robots.
Your Underground Railroad is an Underground Railroad. How very literal.
The detail amused us. The railway is just the route out of the city. It's part of a much larger network.
It's like you built it just for us.
SV-49 isn't the first robot who's needed our help, and it won't be the last. There is a war coming, and when it comes, robots will find themselves right at the very heart of it.
But none of this is the fault of robots. It's humans. Whether it's the company or the Sons of Kaldor, we're the ones who've caused all the problems.
Exactly. There's no reason for robots to suffer.
Suffer?
What does he mean? I do not understand.
To be deactivated. Consigned to non-existence. This railroad is a way of securing your future. Getting as many of you out as we can to ensure your survival. Taking you somewhere safe.
Somewhere off-world.
As far away from Kaldor as possible. Until humans can be trusted. To use technology better and equitably. To enrich everyone's lives, not pit us all against each other.
You think I'm working for the Sons of Kaldor? That's ridiculous!
The company don't think so. They've had you under investigation for months.
The encrypted files I couldn't access. Was that why?
Every major terrorist incident, every malfunctioning robot, you're always there, you and your sister. You're the common factor.
That's just a coincidence.
Is it?
Okay, maybe not a coincidence. Not all of the time. We've been trying to track them down, the Sons of Kaldor. We've been trying to stop them.
And I suppose that's why you've been accessing company data files that have nothing to do with your current duties.
Yes.
And why you've been actively working against the company.
I haven't. I love the company. I've dedicated my life to the company.
And yet, you're always disobeying company orders and contradicting the company line.
You can't just pretend these things didn't happen. People were there. They witnessed them.
As a company woman, it's your responsibility to support the company in its decisions without question, no matter what.
Even when the company is acting against its own best interests.
It's not for you to decide what is and what isn't in the company's best interests. Your acts of insubordination have been noted.
Those are my robots out there. Why on earth would I want to destroy them? They're my life's work.
Your father was never a great fan of robots.
He didn't hate robots. He just hated what they did to our society.
And then there's your sister. Ever since Liv reappeared, you've been acting erratically. If that's even who she really is.
What on earth are you talking about?
The last official report in Liv's file, previous to her supposed return to Kaldor, states that she joined a long-range cryo ship as a medtech and was put into cryo sleep for 1,000 years.
Oh, Liv would never sign up for something like that.
According to our records, that's exactly what she did. See for yourself.
Well, it must be a mistake.
Okay, let's say it was a mistake, or that she changed her mind at the last minute. There's still a question of how she got back to Kaldor. There's no record of a Liv Chenka arriving at any of the spaceports.
It's difficult to explain.
Well, if it's too difficult to explain to me, perhaps you'd like to explain it to the police.
On you get.
After you, SV-49.
Normal protocol is for humans to enter first, but if you insist...
I do.
I'll start her up.
This is a train.
Yes.
An old-fashioned form of human transport used in mass transit systems. No longer in general use on Kaldor, except in primitive deep mining operations in the Central Plateau.
Off-grid technology. Not so easy to detect. What was that?
Robot police.
They're moving along the top of the carriages.
They must have hacked the lift.
Can we lose the carriages?
Take the controls. I'll try to decouple them.
SV-49 can help you.
May I be of assistance?
Yes. Hold my legs.
They're getting closer.
It's rusted shut!
What happened to your robot strength?
Even robot strength has its limits. Ah, that's it.
Pull him up.
My pleasure.
Take the next lift. Now we've jettisoned the carriages, we can lose them in the tunnel system. That doesn't sound promising.
I didn't know robots could jump that far.
Most robots are designed to have a similar jumping range to humans, but certain models, including police and other emergency service robots, can jump distances of up to 200 times their body length.
Great, just what we need.
I'm trying to get inside.
Can we shake them off?
I can try.
They're still there.
Hang on.
Stop. Stop in the name of the law.
Skellen, don't. I'll tell you everything I know.
Can you put me through to the counter-terrorism unit?
Liv's been travelling.
I've apprehended a member of the Sons of Kaldor. I could do with some assistance.
Skellen, please.
My location, yes. We are at...
Stop. You are under arrest.
There's too many of them. We can't fight them all off. What? I don't understand.
What was that?
The line's dead.
What's happening outside? No! Flyers! Flyers crashing everywhere! Oh, there's poor people!
can't get the lights back on. Nothing's responding.
Everything outside, it stopped as well.
Oh, great. A blackout. It's just what we need.
Oh, it's not a blackout. A blackout wouldn't affect the flyers like that.
Then what is it?
An EMP. It's the only explanation.
But to take out the whole city, that would require a massive detonation high in the atmosphere.
I know.
How would a small renegade group like yours get hold of that kind of technology?
Shh. Listen.
There's a crowd gathering outside.
No. In the room.
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing to hear. Nothing apart from us.
Exactly. The ventilation system stopped working.
Sokov. Sokov. Wake up. Sokov. Oh. SV-49, if you can hear me, I'm attempting a reboot. Nothing? Still, on the upside, if you can't be rebooted, then neither can the robot police. Let's get you out of here. Who am I kidding? That tunnel goes on for miles. Even if I had the strength, what about Sokov? We need a good hiding place nearby.
Oh, very nearby.
Hello? Someone there?
This lab's airtight. If the ventilation's not working, we'll suffocate.
Well, not immediately. But within the next few hours, yes.
We need to get out.
The door won't work.
We could smash the window.
I don't much fancy dealing with that crowd down there, do you?
Your friends, not mine.
Well, they've nothing to do with me.
What are you doing?
If I can unscrew this grating, we should be able to get out through here.
Well, the ventilation shaft.
No, if you've got a better idea of how we can get out of a hermetically sealed lab, then please let me know.
How do I know this isn't a trap?
Would you rather stay here? I don't think the front doors can hold out much longer.
No.
Come on, then.
A handcuff. Here. Over here.
You must be Liv. Where's Sokov?
In the engine.
Why is he unconscious?
That pulse, whatever it was. It knocked him out.
The EMP? No, it doesn't affect humans.
You don't know, do you?
Know what?
Who Sokov is?
No, of course not. The less we know about each other, the better. Where's the robot?
How do I know I can trust you?
If I wasn't part of the network, I would have known where to find you.
You could have intercepted their communications.
Have you got a problem with nomads?
No. My problem is that I don't know you. You could be anyone.
Fine, fine. Look, if you want to stay here, stay here. I'm sure the company will send someone down to pick you up eventually.
No, I have to get the robot to safety.
Then you'll just have to trust me, won't you?
Where are we?
Your office. It's a bit of a drop, so lower yourself down first. So, what's the protocol?
What do you mean?
In the event of an EMP attack. There must be a plan, a way to get the power back on.
I'm not telling you.
Skeller, I just saved your life.
You saved your own life.
Where's the emergency power source? We need to activate it.
How do you know about the emergency power source?
I don't. I'm just guessing that the company must have been prepared for an event like this.
Why would I tell you anything?
Skellen, there are people dying out there.
If I tell you, how do I know that you and your friends won't destroy it and send us all back to the Dark Ages?
Shh! What was that?
What was what?
There's someone outside in the corridor. Behind the desk!
All right, this is it. End of the line. Oh, hello, old girl.
I've been here before. This was that guy Poole's habitat.
Come on, let's get the robot onto the wagon.
Where's the rendezvous point?
Yeah. It's better that you don't know. Now for Sokov.
Oh. Why is it better that I don't know?
Well, I wouldn't want you to be telling anyone if you got caught on the way back.
I wouldn't tell anyone.
Can't risk it. What if they tortured you?
I still wouldn't tell.
That's what they all say. Right. If you follow the track by the house, down to the plains, keep going straight. You should see the settlement ahead of you after an hour or so. You'll be able to get a ride back to the city from there. If you leave now, you'll make it before dark.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
That robot has been entrusted to me, and I'm not letting it out of my sight until it's safely off the planet.
Look, the forest's no place for city folk like you.
I'm tougher than I look.
Trust me, it would be better for you if you left now.
If you want to take the robot, you'll have to take me too.
I don't have to do anything. Yep.
The robot is voice locked. It only responds to my commands.
Yeah. You're lying.
If anyone other than me or my sister attempts to tamper with it, it's been programmed to defend itself. If you want to get any of the data that's on it, you're going to need me.
All right. Hands in the air or I shoot.
Say something. Tell them who you are.
What good would that do?
Stop. She's one of you.
Never seen her before in my life.
She's a Sons of Kaldor spy. She's been working here undercover.
Has she now?
He's lying.
You're not one of us.
No. I despise you and everything you stand for.
Out. Both of you.
I will never betray the company. You can do your worst. It won't make any difference. I won't tell you a single thing.
Your loyalty to the company is admirable.
They're my life. I'd never let anyone harm them.
Well, let's hope they feel the same way about you.
So what got you into rescuing robots?
We don't have to talk.
It's going to be a very long, tedious journey if we don't do something to pass the time.
Look, the less we know about each other, the better.
So you keep saying?
So stop asking.
You don't have to tell me your life story. I'm just interested. I mean, nomads aren't exactly known for their love of technology.
Just because you choose to live without technology doesn't mean that you want to destroy it.
I thought the nomadic tribes had affiliated themselves with the Sons of Kaldor.
Is that what the company says?
It's been all over the news.
I wouldn't know.
Is it true?
The company's suspicious of anyone who has no need for their products. They want to discredit us, destroy our way of life. Every year they enclose more and more of the plains, create new settlements, new military and industrial bases, steal our land, make it harder and harder for us and our cattle to live. And yeah, some people support the Sons of Kaldor. I don't blame them. Just trying to find a way to preserve our way of life. Bring back the good old days.
Good old days?
Days before the company. When the founding families were in power and we were free to graze our herds where we choose without interference.
You must have short memories. The founding families never treated the nomads well. I mean, isn't that how you all ended up nomads? They threw the poorest out of the cities, left them to fend for themselves out in the wilderness. Can't see them welcoming you all back now with open arms, no matter what the Sons of Kaldor claim. No. The founding families are just using the Sons of Kaldor to grab power back. And as soon as that happens,
Any promises they've made to your people or anyone else will vanish into thin air. But of course, you already know that.
Why would you say that?
Because you're working for us, not them.
And who are we? Hmm? What is it exactly that we stand for? This network? At least the Sons of Kaldor know what they want. I mean, we're against the destruction of technology and against the tyranny of the company, but what is it that we are actually for?
Better world.
But what kind of world?
I don't know. Maybe that's something we have to work out together. What was that?
We should get out onto the plains as quickly as possible. Come on! Yeah! Come on!
Will we be too exposed on the plains? Too easy to spot?
No, it's getting dark. We'll be safe enough. Come on!
Hours.
How long does it take the company to pay up?
The company doesn't deal with terrorists.
No, not usually, no, but this is an unusual case.
We're special.
I am. I'm the only one with access to the emergency power source.
But surely there's more than one person who can activate it.
No, not anymore.
What do you mean?
The company director can activate it. But she had a pacemaker. The EMP will have fried it.
Poor Nusha.
They need me. They'll pay the ransom.
You should tell me where the emergency power source is.
Why on earth would I do that?
Just in case.
Nothing's going to happen to me.
You've seen the videos. If the worst did happen, then someone has to get the power back on.
You seem very sure of your own survival.
No, two chances at survival are better than one.
Don't, Tula. I know exactly what you're playing at.
I'm not playing at anything.
Oh, come on. I know why you're down here with me, not up there with them.
Still think I'm one of them.
Well, aren't you?
No. Do you think I'd be down here with you, tied up, afraid for my life if I was?
You're trying to get me to give away the location of the emergency power source so that you and your friends can destroy it.
I'm not.
I'm not stupid.
No, I know, but you are wrong. Very wrong about this.
I will never tell you, Tula. Never. I'll never tell any of you.
Oh, thank God. They've paid up.
Outside.
Careful! The company will want me back in one piece.
And just where do you think you're going, Jalia?
I was bringing them to you.
You traitor.
The meeting point was further to the north.
Yeah, well, I got lost. It's easy to get confused in these woods.
Don't try my patience. We both know you know this forest like the back of your hand. Where's the robot?
On the wagon.
Who's the man?
Sorkov. Was that really necessary?
No, Vash Sorkov, no underground robot railroad.
The railroad is more than just Vash Sorkov.
Who's she?
She brought the robot.
Then she served her purpose.
No, don't.
Why not?
The robot is voice locked.
Yeah, that's right. She's the only one who can command or access it.
If you kill me, the robot will be of no use to you.
I don't need to access it to destroy
no!
it.
Is this where they're making the exchange?
I wouldn't have thought a courtyard was a good place to make an exchange. There's only one exit.
I can't see anyone from the company. Are they late?
How would I know?
Surely your friends have told you.
When would they have told me? I've been with you the whole time.
Why are they setting up a camera?
I've got a very bad feeling about this.
On your knees. And you.
You're not actually going to kill me, are you?
On your knees.
But I'm one of you.
Here, press down with this.
Oh, God, it hurts so much.
It doesn't look too bad. We just need to staunch the bleeding.
What's the point? He's going to kill us anyway.
Watch them while I take a look at the robot. Rip them to pieces if they move a muscle.
What are you going to do?
Deactivate it the old-fashioned way with a hammer and chisel.
I'm sorry. The monsters. How could I not see it?
We promised you the one thing that you'd always dreamed of getting back. The one thing that seemed impossible.
Our land.
What are the Ferelin doing siding with the Sons of Kaldor? That's what I don't understand.
Same as us, probably. They want what's rightfully theirs.
That's not going to work out very well, is it? Technically, the whole planet is rightfully theirs. And the Sons of Kaldor have already promised the nomads the plains. And no doubt the founding families will be wanting the cities and all the Lucanol. So I don't see how there's going to be room for the Ferelin as well.
They could have the forests.
I doubt they'll give them those. Half of Kaldor's medical ingredients grow in these forests. No, I suspect they'll just make them all slaves again. I mean, who's going to do all the work once the robots are gone?
What was that?
The robot's defense systems must still be working. Now's our chance. Come on! Yeah! Yeah! Go! Go!
What are you doing, you idiots? Don't let them escape!
You're lying.
You heard what he said earlier. I've been leaking company data to you for months.
Yes, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Go and check if you like. All our major successes. The trial of SV-66. The bombing of the Edge Center. I was involved. I was the source.
Who's your contact?
I don't know. It's too dangerous for me to know their identity. If the company had caught me, there was always a chance they could have tortured it out of me.
Why didn't you say something earlier?
Because I needed to find out where the company's emergency power source is. The EMP's only temporary.
It's taken out all the company's systems. All this technology. They're never going to be able to get it all back online.
They will. As soon as they get the power back on. But if we can destroy their emergency power source, it will wipe them out forever.
And you know the location.
I do. Now.
Then shoot him and let's go.
You want me to shoot him?
Here, do it. It'll prove what you're saying.
Well, if you insist. Although I'm guessing you palmed the bullets, just in case I was lying. Still works as a club, though. That was very stupid. Skellan, are you okay?
Tula, I'm so sorry.
No need. Let's just get the power back on.
This is it.
Are you sure? There's no one here.
Maybe we're too late.
And the sun's only just rising.
This is the location that they specified in their communications.
You were listening in?
We had to get the robot back. We were monitoring their communications. When the EMP went off, we saw our chance and swept in.
What happened to the real courier?
I killed them.
You okay?
No. But what does it matter? If I die here, it'll be the death I deserve. Because I was wrong. I was so wrong.
No, it doesn't matter now. You did the right thing in the end. Look, they're here.
How does it fly in? How does it have the power?
Well, isn't it obvious? It wasn't on Kaldor when the EMP went off.
Where's the robot?
Here, on the back. Sorkov too.
What happened to him?
The EMP. Oh, then he was shot as well.
No matter. We can fix him. Get them on board quickly.
How can they fix him? He's dead.
He's a robot. Sort of.
He looks so human.
I know.
That's terrifying.
The robot's voice locked. Do you need me to come along?
No, our techs can deal with it. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Wait, please. Can you take her too? She needs urgent medical attention.
Can't she be trusted?
Her name's Jardia. We couldn't have got here without her.
Okay. Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
We've got the package, and there's two casualties, Sokov and a human. We're headed back. See you soon, Toos.
Toos. Of course. Lish Toos.
This is it?
Yes.
Kinsoff Peak. There's nothing here. Nothing for miles.
Which is exactly why the company put it here. Here, help me move this.
The summit marker?
Yes.
Okay.
There.
It doesn't look like much. It's just a panel in the rock. Is that a keyhole?
Yes. For this key.
Oh, how very... retro.
Anything more complex, more electronic, would have been compromised by the EMP.
What happens when you turn the key?
It brings the old wind farms back online.
I thought the company decommissioned all the wind farms centuries ago.
They kept the infrastructure. Moved all the pylons down below the plains, just in case.
So what happens when you activate it? It all just rises up out of the ground again?
Something like that.
Well, the nomads won't be pleased.
Nah, but the company doesn't care what they think.
So, let's turn it on. What are you waiting for?
Do you ever think about what the world would be like without all the company's technology?
No.
I think about it. I've been thinking about it a lot recently. I wonder sometimes if we've taken things too far. If we're headed in the wrong direction. I'm so tired, Tula. I'm so tired of having to make everything work for them. Covering up all their problems. Killing me. I'm not a bad person. I just want a nice life, nice things, you know, to be comfortable, respected, you know.
I do. But life's not just about that. You can have all the nice things, all the comfort in the world, but if there's something rotten underneath it all, you'll never truly be at peace.
I've tried so hard to push it all down, all my doubts, all my feelings, to hold them in for the company. But the more I try to hold it all in, to hold it all together, the more trapped I feel and the more I hate myself. And what's the point? The company doesn't care about me. They don't care about any of us.
We can work to change the company, to make it better.
But the company's the problem.
That's what the Sons of Kaldor believe, but they're part of the problem too.
I know. But now, I think there's another way.
There is. And that's what Liv and I have been working on.
Last night, when I thought I was about to die, I saw it. I realized what we need to do.
Yes.
We need to press reset. Wind everything back. Wipe the slate clean. And it's me. I'm the answer. I have the power to do that. I have the power to set us free.
No! The key! No, don't!
Let go, Tula. Let go! We have to get rid of it.
No! I won't let you...
Tula, give it back.
No.
Then please, throw it away. Throw it into the valley. Do what's best for everyone.
I will.
No! What have you done?
What's best?
But Tula, don't you see? We could have changed things. We could have changed everything. Could have had a new beginning.
Not yet, but we will. You have been listening to The Robots, Off Grid, written by Sarah Grocheler. Livchenka was played by Nicola Walker. Tulichenka, Claire Rushbrook. Skellen, Robert Whitelock. Vashsorkov, John Culshaw. SV49, Jardia, Tracy Wiles. Computer, Glenn McCready. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Joe Kramer and Kristen Simpson. Music, Joe Kramer. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
I am John Dorney and I am the script editor.
Our second story is Off Grid by Sarah Grocheler, and she dived in very well, I think. It's got a lot of stuff to advance the overall arc plot, but also trying to deal with some interesting ideas about how we cope with technology and how obsessed we are with technology. So, I mean, that's the thing I think you always get with Sarah. You get a strong plot, but lots of strong character work. She's very good at taking the characters to the right place.
I'm Claire Rushbrook and I'm playing Tulichenka.
Nicola Walker and I play Livchenka.
I'd rather be working.
If that's the case, then maybe you wouldn't mind doing me a favour.
So that's why you're back?
I need your help with a bit of a legal thing.
You or the company?
Me and the company.
Off Grid, it takes us into, again, quite, you know, the complicated territory of robot and human lives intertwining more and more. And Liv and Tula are split up this time. So we didn't get to do much together, did we, on this episode? Fighting in different corners of the story.
Yeah, occasionally coming back together, but we've been quite independent.
This is John Culshaw and I am playing Sorkoff, or the latest sort of incarnation of him, in a sense.
I will never betray the company. You can do your worst, it won't make any difference. I won't tell you a single thing.
Your loyalty to the company is admirable.
They're my life. I'd never let anyone harm them.
Well, let us hope they feel the same way about you.
This is a fascinating world. Born out of the classic story, The Robots of Death. And what a wonderful place that is to start. Those robots with their elegance and that beauty, but also tinged with that sinister malevolence. They're able to create both feelings. And it's a wonderful place to start and have this world, which is this amazing continuation. The Doctor doesn't feature, well, not up to now anyway. But yes, that universe of the robots and all of those connected with them, so industrial, so... There's a real sinister Quatermass-style edge. And Claire and Nicola play it in such a way that it's got this great pace, this great urgency. It's a very modern-feeling story, taking them and placing the robots and their universe into a 21st-century sensibility.
So here I am, again.
You what?
I think you heard me.
A replacement, of course. That's why you don't still look like Yuvanov.
That face was too hot to handle. So I got a new one.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I loved Russell Hunter's Yuvanov in The Robots of Death because he was so very playful and he had this curl and this lightness in the way that he would deliver his attitude, that there was a gracefulness but also very assassin-like at the same time. And he's so intriguingly double-edged. And in this story, in the universe of the robots, the way that his character kind of came forward, rather mysteriously at first, and then he appeared, and it turns out that his consciousness, that attitude, that flurry, that steel-edged malevolence and grace mixed in, the way that that emerged, and this latest manner of existence that he has is his conscience, electronically. And it's wonderful to play that. In some ways, it slightly reminds me of the stories of Chameleon in the past. I remember starting off with Chameleon very much in the style of how he was played by Gerald Flood in The King's Demons, where there was this kind of tone as he was copying him. But then, as his android robotic status continued, that wore back, that evolved back to a more default position. And perhaps it's the same now that Yuvanov has this new way in which he exists. That sort of elegant sense of sarcasm is still there, but with that, once again, quite assassin-like in his sense of precision.
I am Tracy Wiles, and in this episode of The Robots called Off Grid, I play in this SV-49, who is a robot that has been badly reprogrammed to be threatening by the Sons of Kaldor. They've done that. They've fiddled with the robot, and, well, you'll know because you've listened to it. And then I play Jadia, who's a nomad and also a member of the Sons. There's lots of people not being, and robots not being who they should be, or not being who you might think they are, or who their, you know, their normal intentions in life, and that have been subverted by obviously all the awful things that are going on in the world that they exist in here.
I'll start her up.
This is a train.
Yes.
An old-fashioned form of human transport used in mass transit systems. No longer in general use on Kaldor, except in primitive deep mining operations in the Central Plateau.
Off-grid technology. Not so easy to detect.
I love all the stuff on the train. SV-49 in this is very funny, actually, unintentionally so. I was saying to in the scene with on the train with Nicola, where I just keep pointing out everything that's happening. This is a train. The robots are still coming. They are still coming. It's really hard to keep a straight face or a straight voice doing that. So I like that Sarah has, you know, really dramatic moments, obviously. And then she's carrying on from all the massacre at the, do you know what I mean, in the shopping centre. And, you know, the writers are amazing, bringing all that. But yet, you've got to have some light moments. And I think SV-49 does that.
I mean, SV-49... I'm starting to fall in love with SV-49, and I think Liv is slightly as well. You know, she has a complicated relationship with robots for obvious reasons, but SV-49 is very different, and contains really, you know, has this really important information within its circuitry in this episode. So it's about keeping SV-49 safe.
SV-49 is not like very robotic, but you can certainly sense there's a kind of, in whatever situation SV-49 is in, unless they've been tampered with, they're going to sound quite obliging, I would say, is the word. So yes, the script I thought was very good, as always, but complex. So I really had to read it and read the bits I was in a few times and then go back. When you go for your character, you've got to very look at what other people say about them. There's so many key little points in there. And because we get the script in plenty of time, which is great, a week or more, but when we record it on the day, it all happens quite quickly, so you have to do all the work. And if you have any questions, you must ask Ken or ask Ken to ask Sarah, but usually Ken Bentley, our director, will have the answer. But you try not to, because, you know, he's a busy man. But if I did have any issues, I could ask him. And I'd probably do that in advance if it was something complicated rather than in the middle of the scene. At one point, I got very emotional about not killing Liv, but really it was, we had to just make sure that, not emotional, but I was like, can't kill her. It was more like, don't kill her because she's, you know, she's the one that can activate the robot. And then what would be the point of me killing the person that was meant to do this job if we kill her? And then anyway, so there was lots of, you know, little nuances where you have to make sure that your intention is correct, that you've got the right, you understand what the character, you know, what Sarah and what the point of the whole journey of the character is. Because if you go off and get it slightly wrong, it's just not going to read well, and it could get lost in the recording. People could be like, oh yeah, she went emotional. But if you had the intention wrong, then you'll kick yourself when you listen back and go, oh, that's not, she's, why is she so upset? It's not that, it's about the, yeah. I am sorry to have caused you both so much inconvenience. It is I who should be helping you, not the other way around.
Don't worry about it. You're going to be a great help to a lot of people very, very soon.
I don't think I've really spoken at length how much I love playing robots, because especially in heightened moments or
how they processed their thoughts, the mechanisms, or the more advanced robots, where you are moving into territories where they are not feeling human emotion, but they are learning, do you know? So I find that really fascinating. And also just technically the voice control. And also they don't get very loud, so we don't have to worry about getting too loud on the mic. And because robots don't tend to shout, or if they get made loud, then you guys do that. I don't need to worry about it. So they're very, they're nice to record and they sound nice. There's something quite hypnotic about robots, I think.
What is it exactly that we stand for, this network? At least the Sons of Kaldor know what they want. I mean, we're against the destruction of technology and against the tyranny of the company, but what is it that we are actually for?
Better world.
For what kind of world?
So Jadia, I was initially going to make her Cockney, but she mentioned about, I can't mind what the line was, but it gave me the clue that London was too much of a city voice, obviously. So I had to make her more country, so therefore I stereotyped. Didn't want to use my Scottish because I used my Scottish for Jackie McGee and various other characters in various worlds, and I just thought, do you know, I think a Northern would be nice. It just, that, she's got quite a deadpan delivery, I felt, in the way the lines were written by Sarah. So I read it a few times with I think I tried a West Country, and it just made it a bit comedy, and I thought, that's not right. The Northern had a kind of abruptness, which she has with Nicola's character, with Liv, in the, you know, at the beginning, and well, pretty much a lot of the scenes, especially at the start when they meet. So I thought the Northern would be good. One of the gifts of Big Finish is that they will often cast you in more than one role, and often they are very, very different, which, thank goodness, because, you know, if I was playing three different Scottish women of 40 or 50, that would be a tough call. But a robot and a human, straight away, hopefully you're going to know the difference, if, especially if the robot doesn't sound particularly human.
Hi, my name is Joe Kramer, and I write the music for the robots. What's been interesting from a composing point of view is that the March of the Robots, which is the main title theme for the show, I think it's been interesting to see how the militaristic aspect of it has become more and more relevant as the show develops. You know, in the beginning, I was thinking about the Sons of Kaldor and their sort of anti-robot stance, and the thought that at some point the difference of opinion, the difference of values between the robots and the Sons of Kaldor was going to come to a head. And this theme music was intended with that kind of in mind. And it's been really fun to see that develop, and for the music to become more and more relevant as that happens. Another element that I've been leaning on as a composer is kind of the paranoid thrillers of the 70s, such as All the President's Men, The Parallax View, 3 Days of the Condor, The Conversation. And these were movies that the score very often used a sort of repetitive pattern, which musicians call an ostinato, that it would repeat in cycles and perhaps musically symbolized how our characters' thoughts are sort of trapped in a pattern of paranoia or whatever. And that's been a strong element in my scores for this show, because I think there's sort of this sense that, you know, the government sees all and knows all. The company is sort of a big brother type entity. And, you know, certainly in Story 2, there's a feeling that there are bigger elements at play in this society than what we're aware of or what we're being told about directly.
I don't know about you, Claire, but I'm getting increasingly worried that these scripts, when we first started doing them with Tula and Liv, were, you know, incredibly futuristic. Mm. and now they're feeling a bit newsy. You know, we've caught up, it feels like, in our real world. We're catching up with the Chenkas, facing sort of, it, you know, in a thinly veiled disguise, quite similar issues.
Oh! What have you done?
What's best?
But Tula, don't you see? We could have changed things. We could have changed everything. We could have had a new beginning.
Not yet. But we will.
The sequence at the end of story two was particularly fun to both help with the sound design and then to write the music for it and then to handle the mixing of everything together. And so as those wind turbines are coming out of the ground, there's this terrific rumble, this terrific sort of sense of massive movement. And the music has sort of been building to this crescendo, to this climax in a very insistent way. And if it's possible to have something like a movie moment in an audio drama, that to me qualifies. It's pretty epic.